years. Mike Gurin is CEO of AgForce. He says the budget largely delivers on the promises made during the election, but it could be doing more to encourage agriculture's ongoing role in economic recovery.
Mike, what is your reaction to this budget?
Industry and regions have two main reactions to this budget. Firstly, it delivers all the things this new government promised to deliver in its first budget during the election campaign. So we need to acknowledge that. So there were, you know, significant investments around training and schools initiatives. There was investments around infrastructure. You know, for example, out in the region, the inclusion fencing around biosecurity, support for rural fire services, significant investment in regional roads and transport. So all of those things are acknowledged. And to be a number of weeks into the new term and to deliver all of that in the first budget is encouraging and helpful for the post-COVID recovery and indeed for the industry and regions. The second piece, though, and it can't be expected, you know, a few weeks into the new term of government, is the encouragement we continue to give them from industry and AgForce to say that agriculture can provide an enormous part of the COVID recovery more broadly for Queensland. We have a huge opportunity in front of us that the industry can provide to broader Queensland, whether it be jobs or economic growth. And what is needed to underpin that is policy settings and confidence that young people can invest in the industry with confidence, known as bipartisan support, for things like a water plan, a plan for all of Queensland which recognises the importance of water and under which things like project, you know, Bradfield and other projects can be considered. But we don't have a broad plan for water. We don't have a broad plan for agriculture. And those things are critical underpinnings and can support a greater economic growth and recovery from COVID. So as I said, everything was delivered that they said they'd deliver, and we thank them for that. And that's an enormous help for industry and communities, but so much more we can do with the help of government in supporting Queensland's recovery economically.
Treasurer Cameron Dick yesterday said the government was banking on trade relations between China and Australia stabilising in the next year. Do you think that's realistic?
One of the big lessons for industry, and I think for Australia and the current challenges around trade, is this idea of not putting all your eggs in one basket. Australia, and Queensland in particular, produces some of the best food and fibre in the world. It's produced in an environmentally friendly way. Our animal welfare standards are the best in the world. We have an enormous amount to be proud of. So we have a chance, given the challenges in front of us, to broaden our markets, to think about other places to send our food and fibre. Quality food and fibre will grow in demand in the post-COVID world, so we need to learn to continue to broaden those markets, to seek out new places to sell our product. And then if any one market has a challenge in the short term, we have many other markets that can fill that gap. That, to us, is the big lesson out of this. We hope, like everybody does, the trade relationship with China improves in the short term. But over and above that, let's continue to back our industry to understand the quality of what we produce and seek out new markets.
That was Mike Gurin, CEO of AgForce, speaking there. Maddie McCullough.